to a very special episode of the From the Horse's Mouth. Well, certainly a special one anyway, because I am joined once again, for the first time in some time, by Frank Hickey. Frank, where the hell have you been?
I've been working hard. We've been a little tight for staff and...
Who isn't?
Yeah, and we're just doing a lot of 8-to-5 shifts, which don't really accommodate the podcast at all when you're trading in the morning, so... Yeah, unfortunately, haven't been able to do it, but hopefully I'll get it. We've got a new fella started, and hopefully that'll free me up a little bit.
Are you training this poor young man?
We did a bit of training with him, right, yeah.
Oh, so God.
He should be an absolute peckable employee in the space for a month.
Month, that's all it takes.
Ah, he's very good already, you can tell. He's good attitude, okay. That's all he wants.
That's it. Ah, yeah, no, you can learn anything. Well, he's got a great teacher. Look, it's great to have you back, Frank. It's great that we've got the staff again. I just will have a word with your boss about prioritization of your tasks. I think you're getting it all wrong here at this stage.
Best luck saying that to him.
I mean, I'll say it to him, but I don't
think... I know what the answer you'll get.
I've managed to do it with my boss, so I'm sure I could give you a few tips. Listen, Frank, it is great to have you back on board. We are going to be talking, obviously, Galway. We're going to look ahead to Monday's card at Galway, myself and Frank. Before we get cracking into that, we will have podcasts every day during Galway and Goodwood Week. Rory and Ruby will rejoin us later on in the week. But before we get stuck into day one of Galway, a reminder that we do have a really, really enjoyable quiz between Ruby Walsh, you've got Dave Jennings, you've got Franberry taking him on with the likes of Dusty Foley, Kate Harrington, and I've forgotten one person, but anyway, I'm sure producer Mark will tell me who it was in the comments. They take each other on for a Galway Goodwood Festival quiz promo. It's available on the Paddy Power YouTube channel if you want to watch it. And one day, Frank, it's Kevin O'Ryan. Thank you, producer Mark. He's very good at that, isn't he?
He badly needed the work, you see, Kevin.
Oh, poor Kevin. Like, yeah. Yeah, my goodness. Go to a race meeting, and if you don't see or hear Kevin O'Ryan at least 5 or 6 times, we'll get the call for one of those, Frank, at one stage, right? Those quizzes?
You don't want to be too one-sided, do you?
Hey. I hope you're referring to me as well there. That and also, if you want to go to Galway, or if you're in the Galway area, or if you're humming and hawing and thinking, I'd go to Galway, but I'd like a couple of free tickets, well, this podcast will provide. All you have to do is quote tweet any tweet you see about this particular show. We put up a few videos on the Paddy Power channel, so you can check that. You can also check the Paddy Power Shops channel and the Paddy Power Racing channel. And quote tweet, use hashtag FTHM, say something nice, and you'll be in the draw for tickets, a couple of tickets for Galway Plate Day, Galway Hurdle Day, that's the Wednesday and Thursday, and the Friday, which, as I said in the weekend pod, is what we would call, Frank, Dove Ladina, which is probably a phrase you're not even allowed to use anymore. It's probably been cancelled, that phrase.
I don't even want to translate it for fear.
Producer Mark is already telling me to move on. Unbelievable. Yeah, basically, it's very, very busy on the Friday. All the usual, the Friday crowd now is absolutely massive. It's great fun. And yeah, we've got tickets. So as I said, you can get involved, get yourself into the draw. Let's get some winners, Frank Hickey. Let's get you back in the winning groove, straight back into the pot. We kick off, as we pretty much always do at the Galway Festival, with a novice hurdle for four-year-olds. Or certainly, I remember this being the opener of the week. It is due off at 5:10. It is a money-back race on site as well. Money-back if you're second, third, or fourth. And it features an odds-on favourite in HMS Seahorse for Paul Nolan, who was a good flat horse, turned out to be a good hurdler. He's 4-6 at the time of recording. And then he returned to the flat and was very good again, Frank. So 4-6 in the opener at Galway. You got 5-1 Razdan for Brian Cooper and Chris Timmins, former jockey. Gordon Ellis, As Tears Go By, is 11-2, 13-2. Well, I'm not going to pronounce that one. Ted Walsh's horse. You give us that one. You're good at the old Irish. Number 9. Well, how do you pronounce that?
Gwaequil.
Very good. In the Alella or Finchgill Bio colours. That one's 13-2 and 12 bar. Right, Frank. You're definitely not going to return to the pod and give us a 4-6 favourite in the first.
How can you oppose him? He's among the favourites for the Galway Hurdle on Thursday. I'm kind of surprised he's running here. I'm not sure of the logic behind it, but taking off a lot of beating. Look, As Tears Goes By, it's a half-brother to Black Tears, who obviously won the Mayor's Hurdle. While As Tears Go By was relatively impressive at Sligo, this is far stronger. He did go off, I think, 18-1 as well, so he wasn't overly fancied. Razdan, slightly interesting on his flat form, where he's rated in the mid-70s, but like, even, you know, using as a guide, HMS Seahorse has gone up to a mark of 101 after his demolition job at the Curragh the last day. So, and considering he has really solid hurdles form as it is, he was fourth in the Bulls off a mark of 128. And third, albeit being 18 lengths behind Vauban, the Grade 1 of Punchestown, it's just very difficult to see beyond him. Be a nice little exercise before Thursday.
Who is this guy? You return to the pod, you tip up a 4-6 favor. Be interesting to see what price he goes off. By the way, I see we were 5-4. I'm guessing that was the anti-post price. We probably did 5-day decks, and you were the trader thought, no way he's running here. Is that...
I don't think it would have been up anti-post. I think the only race, like, we only put like the main races up.
Okay.
So that wouldn't have been up. So 5-4 was just...
That was a rick. Okay.
It was off for the weekend, so...
Oh, come on. He puts everyone else in it. Right, Frankie, he fires in an odds-on favorite in the first. That's a 10 past five. The 5:40 is a handicap hurdle. But, of course, all the races are... Oh, yeah. Producer Mark said the new lad price, that one. I'd like to think he's only in the door and you give him the first race they go away festival. Like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. We have got the second race of the card, Jova 5:40, extra place race. This one, Golf Marin for Tony Martin and Mark Walsh and JP Stokes, as we speak, is the 4-1 favorite. Anything could happen in this market. Really well backed is Tony Martin's other runner. And of course, Tony Martin, we know at Galway, silver class. Peter Carberry on board is 6s from 11s. 8-1 Deja Rouge for Gordon Elliott, Jack Kennedy. Young Fitzy for Declan Queeley is 8-1. 8-1 Delight Fantastic, as is also Teed Up, who I think if he gets into the race, Frankie, Teed Up is going to go off shorter than 8-1. He's a reserve as we speak. Right, your thoughts on this handicap?
Yeah, very interesting. Look, silver class looks solid enough. There's actually a great thread before I start from Icy Tentacles about Galway. It's worth seeing. He said about Tony Martin, people tipping up Tony Martin horses. So remember, it's 2022, not 2002. It's a very funny thread. But anyway, silver class, he is very interesting when you look at the fact that he was third at the Punstown Festival over fences off a mark of 117. He gets to run here off a mark of 106. He was second as last start over hurdles back in December off a pound lower. He's sure to go well. He looked very solid. Golf Marin's been a horse, been on my radar. He's caught the eye a few times running on strongly at the finish. I just have a suspicion 2 miles around here might be sharp enough for him, particularly with, I know the ground's yielding and there's a tiny bit of rain today, but... yeah, I think it might just be a little bit sharp for him. And the one I'm going to take a chance on is Punter's Poet for Matthew Smith, Brian Cooper riding. Body shaped okay, Killarney, but he was jumping out to his right that day, finished fourth. His jumping really cost him. He definitely would have finished third anyway had he been jumping straighter. Both his wins have come right-handed. He's won at Roscommon. Anyway, and he was third of Galway last September off a mark of 104. I think the little bit of rain that's forecast these on the ground won't do him any harm at all. He stays 2.5 miles. I think if he's thereabouts coming to 2 out, I think he'll fly up the hill. And he's about 12-1 at the moment, so I think it's a fair each way price. With 5 place on offer.
Yeah, he's bang on 12-1. It was 22s. But our own Punter's Poet, tipping up Punter's Poet, just to give some background, Teed Up, I think, as I said, number 23. If he gets into the... he is a reserve as we record. Emmett Mullins, me colours. I think he won twice for Ken Condon on the flat at Galway, or at least he ran well at Galway. And these connections bought him. He's got no form to win the race, but it'll be the type of horse that'll just win a Galway handicap.
He's Galway form, though.
He has Galway form. I think mainly for Ken Conlon on the flat, though. These lads wouldn't have bought him, you know, because, oh yeah, he's going to win a couple more races somewhere else. It's Galway for him. Let's move on to the 10 past six. It's the Monday Night Maiden, which means Dermot Weld wins it, or... I haven't seen that Icy Tentacles thread on Twitter, but I would assume that this comes up anyway. For Dermot Weld, Chris Hayes in the Judmont Silks is the 4-5 favourite, backed in from even money. Pivotal Trigger for Jessica Harrington is 5-2. The very well-bred Aidan O'Brien newcomer is Cairo. That's 9-2. 14-1 Pearl of Australia for Noel Mead and Colin Keane, and 16-1 Bossy Parker for Johnny Murta. Jim Bulger's got a debutant in called Serious Challenge who has been gelded. All right, Frank. Give us the stats on Dermot Weld and the Monday Night Maiden.
I think he's won it 5 times in the last 10 years, but the majority of those winners were like over 5 years. Like they were at the tail end of the 10 years ago. But look, Tiverton, on form, he'll be all the rage. He was a close second on debut to Cora behind Proud and Regal, who's gone on and won a Group 3 at Leopardstown. The fourth has also won since. The form looks rock solid. It was a cracking run, but the Dermot Weld form is a massive, massive worry. He's... not from 18 the last 2 weeks. It's 43 days, 56 runners since he last had a win on the flat. And do you really want to be steaming into something at, is he 8-11, is it?
4-5 as we speak.
4-5. With those stats, not for me. It's a quick way to go broke. And I would just take a chance on Pivotal Trigger, who is bred to stay well. That was a fair debut run at Gorn when fifth behind Zinocent. That horse finished second in the Group 3 since, and La Dolce Vita, she was actually second in the same Group 3. And he was, or she, he, I think it was, he was then third behind La Dolce Vita.
Use the Paddy Power.
Yeah. Term, yeah. He was then third behind La Dolce Vita and Hans Andersen at Tipperary. Of course, we've already said La Dolce Vita is placed in a Group 3. Hans Andersen's come out and won very nicely at the Cora since. Jesse's hit a bit of form the last month. Pivotal Trigger, again, a bit of easier ground. Be My Pivotal, no harm at all. I just think, considering the well form, I'd take a chance and Pivotal Trigger turning him over.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Okay, for the Irish Oaks winning team of Jessica Harrington, Dusty Foley, and Yang Yusheng. I think is how you pronounce it. I lived in Hong Kong for a couple of years, but
oh, you did too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's got nothing to do with it. It's a completely different language. But anyway, the 6:40 at Galway is the big race on the first night or the first day of the festival. It's the amateur handicap sponsored by GPT in the past, now Connaught Hotels. And this is one of the most interesting renewals. Well, they're all interesting because you get really good jumps horses potentially well in. You get Willie Mullins sending a few. And then in 2022, we get the Swedish St. Ledger. I think Norwegian Derby placed. I think we can add to that. And also Swedish Oaks winner or something anyway.
Ledger winner.
Yes, but I think around the Swedish Oaks as well. Come on, Frank. Get into your Scandinavian form here.
I just thought American 92 was overestimating that form, yeah. I had her about 88, was it?
Ah, yeah, Gary O'Gorman. Where has he plucked that out? The horse we're talking about is Lot of Joy, who, as mentioned, is coming here off the back of runs in Swedish and Norwegian races, but now representing Willie Mullins, has been well backed over the course of the week, is currently 6-1 as we speak. But a friend of the pod in Echoes and Rain is the current favourite. Patrick Mullins, of course, strong amount of horses he could have picked. He's gone for Echoes and Rain. Ruby did reveal that on this pod on Friday that he thought Patrick would pick her. 7-2 favourite. Far out, again for Willie Mullins, is 7-1. Jody Townend, who we know is the best amateur rider in the yard, is on that at 7-1. And then you've got the Mee Colours with Crowns Major, who used to carry Emmett Mullins silks, now in the Mee silks. So very interesting at 9-1. Look, I could go on, but every one of these horses is interesting, Frank, but give us the winner in what is a brilliant extra place race.
Yeah, I did price this race anti-post, and I'll be honest, I have no clue what price to put that Lot of Joy in. I could barely even find the form initially because the entries weren't on the racing post. I went looking and I was just pinning the air sort of thing. The one thing I would say is jockey bookies wouldn't suggest, maybe it's strongly fancied some of the other ones from the yard. So I'd anticipate that'll drift a fair bit. Hopefully back out towards the price I put it in.
You go 16s or 20s?
Oh, Jesus, at least 20s. It could have been 33. Initially. Oh,
wow. And now 6-1. Good man.
I'd definitely go off bigger. I'd be very surprised if it goes off 6-1 now. The fact that Jody Townend or Patrick aren't on.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised. The one I was kind of, I had ricked one that I liked in it as well, but it didn't get in. Run for Oscar for Charles Burns. I thought it was one where I could see it running a big race, but I thought Asher won't go off short in 16s because it was very eye-catchy, the car last day. All I'd say to people is put it in your notebook, go back and watch the car the last day. I wasn't sure if it was a warm-up run or just unlucky in the run, but it could well have been a warm-up run because it found lots of trouble. And
that's unfortunate. Yeah,
that's one to definitely put in your tracker for. Something like the Irish Cesar, which or something like that, definitely got a good race in it. But anyway, to the race itself, I'm going to throw two darts at the race. The first is Crowns Major for Emmett Mullins. He was second here last year over 2 miles, beaten half a length off of Marcus 76. Then a couple of days later, came out, bolted up in the Premier Handicap over a mile and a half off 82. Was very strong in the finish that day. That form is relatively strong when you're looking now. Longburn, who was second, is £6 higher now. Camorra, who was third, is £13 higher. Pineapple Express is £8 higher. That was fifth. Crowns Major went up £14 or something. You know, it looks harsh enough, but the form has worked out behind it. So, and the thing as well is it came out, went to Leopardstown for a Premier Handicap in September off America 96 and was fourth behind Ever Present and Lafayette. Obviously, that form looks really strong now, particularly Lafayette, well, that's done this year, winning Group 3, Group 2 level. Ever Present, I was disappointed the other night, but they had been kind of lining that up for the Ebor. Crowns Major only had one run this year at the Curra last month. First starts in December. Showed nothing at all. But considering connections, and what I really like is Rob James taking £5 off. Absolute steal.
I think he's seven, isn't he?
It's only five in this race.
Oh, okay. Because it's an amateur. Oh, yeah.
Overjumps, so, like, yeah. Yeah, overjumps you at seven. So he gets five off here. I think it's got a right each way chance. And the other one is Mona's Melody for Sam Curling, trainer I've a lot of time for. I think Pat King takes off. Did he take off seven, does he here? Or five? I can't remember. But she was just touched off in Clarny a couple of weeks ago for 2 miles off a mark of 85, runs off 87 here. She was a decent second last year behind Micromanage over mile six. She had 103 rated Mythical, albeit probably wasn't running to 103 at the time. And the 92 rated Arturian Fame well behind her. She is a bumper winner. She easily beat the likes of Magic Tricks, Jesse Evans and Lineout in the Killarney Maiden this time last year. When you look at that form and Magic Tricks going on to win a really good handicap in Down Royal over hurdles. Jesse Evans obviously came a close fourth in last year's Galway hurdle as one on the flat this year, and Lineout won the Irish's Ironwich, didn't he? So the form is really strong there, and I just think a mark of 87 could just underestimate her a little bit. And she's a fair price as well. I think she's about 16-1 with us. I think she's 20s elsewhere.
She was 28-1, I see, Mona's Melody. So she's been well backed in from 28th into 16th as we speak on Sunday afternoon. Yes, we're working overtime here on the pod. Crowns Major is 9-1 as we speak as well. Interesting to see if the me cash comes to that. And we're six places online for that particular. So it's two extra place races for the big amateur rider handicap, which Patrick Mullins has won. Zero times. Yeah, big fat zero. So he's won three in the last four Galway hurdles, so he's probably doing all right. But yeah, he hasn't managed to win that race. Right, one more to look at on the Monday. I thought when I asked you, Frank, to have a look at the card, you might go Grand PK. I'm very busy. I'll look at the first four races for you and you can figure out the rest. But you've got one for us in this 7:15, a 7 furlong handicap. So a lot of people be talking about the draw, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to go an extra place. Where are you looking?
I'm quite keen on Queen's Pardon here. Drawn four, which is a positive, provided she breaks okay. Very lightly raced three-year-old. She was well backed when a non-runner in Ace last week. She was found to be in season. She ran a cracker on a handicap debut in Ace over 6 furlongs in April off a mark of 69. She was less than 2 lengths behind Anno Sira, who's now rated £24 higher. She ran at listed level. A niece, was it the other day? So that's how far she's progressed. And Queen's Pardon was running on 8-4 that day, so it was a cracking effort. And the second and third as well have been in form since. She stepped up to 7 furlongs to Curra next time, was only beaten half a length. The winner and second have both gone close since. She was slightly disappointed in her next start, and at Tipperary the last day, she was down the field, but she was only beaten 3 lengths and she was running on strongly at the finish. I do think that the stiff finish of Galway is really going to play to her strength. If she can just hold a decent position and not get too far back and get a clear run at it, I think she's very well handicapped off America 70, and Declan McDonough is no negative. Definitely not. She's, again, a fair price as well. I think she's about 12-1.
Yeah, did you price the race up?
No, I was off the weekend.
Okay, whoever priced it up was very much on your train of thought, because went in, I think, quite low versus the rest market at 7s, now out to 12-1. For
it's 16s. It's 16s with another firm that's gone up there now. And
don't mind the other firms.
I'm just saying.
I'm just
shopping around for prices.
No, you can stick with us. That's what you do. Come on, Frank, company man. Forgotten how we do this. Ruby's great at that. He always talks about the Paddy Power brand. Right, that's most of Galway covered for day one. Let's get your best bet of those quintet of races, Frank. Where's the best one?
I'll nearly go Queen's Pardon each way.
Ah, he's been off the pod, and straight away the phone, he forgets to turn off the phone and we have it in the background. You okay? Do you want to take that?
No, I'm just seeing what it was. See, was it anything that would be funny to tell you? But it's just Sky News saying something about delays in England again.
Oh, well, great. Okay. Yeah, but that's not exactly news, is it? Sky News. But anyway. Right. So no. Just to confirm the nap, it was...
Queen's Pardon. I think each way would... Four places. Is it four places?
Or? We are four places, yeah, at the four moment. Places,
yeah. I'll go Queen's Pardon. I think if she gets a clear run, she'll go very close. And yeah, it's a very fair price. I could nap HMS Seahorse and get it off to a winner, but I think you'd be going boo if I do that. So
I would. Right, listen, Pat, it's great to have you back. We'll be back. You'll be back tomorrow, looking ahead to the first 2 days of Galway in Goodwood. If you're listening to this podcast, by the way, before 12:30 on Monday afternoon, get yourself down to the Paddy Power shop in Prospect Hill. Myself and Ruby Walsh are going to be there. I'm going to be grilling Ruby about all things Galway Festival, chatting about previous wins, previous losses, best rides, best winners.
Two things he loves.
Any good questions?
Giving people winners, so ask them for stuff off the record, and can I have a selfie?
Yeah, I did say that. I did say that on Friday's pod, and I am 100% being genuine. He absolutely loves it. He's such a people person. He actually is great. But no, yeah, dude, popped up. Come on, Frank, if you had one question to ask Ruby in a Monday in Galway on 12:30, give me one good question.
Give me one good question.
That's left field. That's left field. Not like what's going to win tonight in the amateur handicap.
I know, I'd ask him something like, what jockey did you really hate?
Do you think he'd answer that?
Not in public, but maybe in private.
Maybe in the shopping line. Okay. Do come 12:30 on Monday afternoon to find out who Ruby Walsh hates. Right. Frank, it's great to have you back. As I said, you'll be back tomorrow. We'll be looking ahead to, over the next few days, hopefully you'll be back for most of the week. We'll be looking ahead to all of Galway and Goodwood, bar, I think, the weekend where you might be playing a bit of golf or something. Yeah.
No, I'm you know, tied to the desk at the weekend. I've been booked in for this weekend because that's just happened as well for a lot of this summer. I've been caught to work the weekends while young fellas are off gallivanting.
It's all going to change now.
And I'm getting it in the ear then from the missus because I'm working every weekend.
It's all going to change now. Believe me, my missus is delighted that I'm logging on a Sunday right now. So, all good. Listen. Have a great day one at Galway, folks. Remember, do check out that quiz if you want to watch us on the Paddy Power YouTube channel. Do retweet, quote tweet, I should say, any of the tweets regarding this show to get yourself in the hat for free tickets for the Wednesday, the Thursday, that's plate or hurdle day, or the Friday, which is an absolute mess, but it's great fun. And also do pop into Galway if you're listening to this before 12:30 on Monday and join myself and Ruby Walsh for a bit of crack, free bets and find out who he really, really likes. Right, talk to you tomorrow, folks. Looking ahead to more action from Galway.